Except Static Zion's base.
Last time we spoke about the ending of going to the mikvah on the Shabbos, we said that the mice and Megan Lahako that were make to go on the Shabbos if the passes the air. Ideally, I've had a calculation shouldn't set up like that. You know, might have to lay there or straight down after. But the Evan Lamaisi said it when we're making them, it's not the colors when we're making them. So, his shroom has all the discussion to get feel of a comment about going to hot water on Shabbos. What's he say? The Shail is the Shail that says it's exerts and merchotzes, and more on Shabbos brings down that you're not allowed to use hot water, because it's exera that the people will warm up the hot water. And because of Gzeres Mechotzes, you can use even Maim Shofen with Erev Shabbos. Even the water is warmed up in Erev Shabbos. It's usher for one to wash himself with hot water. So the big discussion is, what's going to be with going to the mikveh? If the mikveh is going to be hot water, what's the halacha in terms of that? What? What did I say? So the pastures of Rav Akhenim is a problem. It's Gzeres Mechotzes. See you true what screams about it, some yadal that you'd say. Kacham Svi, some yadal, some kaltale, some soif and rej zayin. A lot of the acquaintance say that definitely is the pashas it should be about. And Mr. Brewer and Shinkov, Mr. Brewer here, brings down pashas, he can't go to mikvah in hot water. Then he brings down ayin carbon asano. Ayin carbon asano, and doesn't say exactly what carbon asano says. Kamasal just says that there's a heter to go to the mikvah in hot water. It doesn't really give explanation why. Why it's going to be mutter. Why isn't the gzeira of merchatzes? So the halacha is not warm himself with mayim shofen b'erev Shabbos. So why would that be the gzeira of merchatzes? And why? What's the yisoid of a heter of the karmen asana? So the chayim say different mahalchim, why different limudischusim. Shot them in the carbon asana. The Rebbe Shuvah Chavdale, the Aridea, Rechaim, he says that the Yisrael Dover is that why did Chazal ask our water? They ask how water is because the person is going to go ahead and warm it up. They're going to warm up the water on Shabbos, therefore you can't use water even if it's warm up on Shabbos. We only use it because you're going to come to warm it up on Shabbos. Zaknei Yehuda, yesh l'chalak between taking a shower and going to the mikvah. Going to the mikvah, you always go at night at the beginning of Shabbos. That's normally when a person goes. So to warm up water takes a very, very long time. It's not the and the merchatz in order to have hot water for Friday night, shkia time, right after shkia, you have to start warming it up hours and hours before and all the day, hours and hours to warm it up. Therefore, Zaknei Yehuda, the pshat of Karmanis Hamel is being that mikvah is at night, and there's not enough time to warm it up. Therefore, b'chirei gavna, there is no gzeir of chutzis. It could be that's the mahalach of a why there's no problem to. That's pshat in the Karmanis Hanel. First says the Karmanis Hanel, like it doesn't say a reason why, so it can't really stand behind it. It says, ulai, this is pshat in the Karmanis Hanel. The pshat is because you don't have enough time to warm it up, and that's the reason why it's going to be. The second hatter is it says that the only way really to warm up water is going to be mayim shuvim. You have to warm it up, and for a mikvah, mayim shuvim is possible for a mikvah. Okay, I'm not kidding. Just add mayim shuvim to the mikvah. So being that the only way to warm it up is through making mayim shuvim, therefore yesh l'chalak between a merchatz and a mikvah. Mikvah being that the only way to warm the water is with mayim shuvim. So therefore, he says that's the reason why it's going to. Why is that? So the older pretend. Shivili says it's not totally irrelevant. Why? Both reasons. So the reason of that. It takes a long time to warm it up, and nowadays water gets warmed up very, very quickly. So therefore, that technically would not apply. Also, there are many ways to warm up water nowadays without making mayim shuvim.
What are you making mayim shuvim? How do they warm it up then?
They put it in a pot, you light a fire, and you warm it up. How do you get heat?
How do they warm up the mikvah then?
What do you say? They probably have warmed up. They probably take a pot, light a fire, and so nowadays, we have there are many ways to warm water without my shuvim. Therefore, my even though he really says at the end of shuvim, he's only mitzchusim. Mutvishi is shaking about mizidin, but he's not too excited about any of these reasons. Mutvishi is shaking about mizidin, and that's what I can't shuvim.
What was the second reason?
The whole gzeres mechatzas was that you come to add water. Not that you, that's the, you come to add water to the thing. How do you add water to the water? Through my shuvah.
How to do it all the week.
The only way to add hot water to the mikvah, the marikats, is through my shuvim. That's the mitzvahs, whatever it is, in those days. Therefore, he says
so
there's
no
there.
These days?
He says there is no
and during the week, how they do it?
What do you say? Maybe the what? Oh, how do they have water? What?
How they have on the weekend?
So maybe, I don't know if they had mikvahs in the water. Right there.
There
wasn't.
They didn't have mikvahs.
What do you say? And a mikvah, if somehow you got a hat, there is no xer if you have a way of getting a hat. A guy hid David's son. Basically, hid David's son. Or he found some way to do it.
Whole child in a case where the once in his lifetime hot mikvah that came out.
What do you say?
So what are they
and
doing?
He said to add hot water to the mikvah is only through my shuvah, and therefore he says, fine. But Moshe and Shuvah says that maybe he said it is that the reason why it's going to be mutter is because what we're talking about over here when we're going to the mikvah, we're talking about something which is a mitzvah. And in Gidre and Maisa Shabbos, let's say they talk a warm up the water on Shabbos. Would it be also to go to the mikvah now? If they warm up the water on Shabbos, they cook the water on Shabbos, they want to take a shower, also, Maisa Shabbos, and being that Maisa Shabbos is going to be also. Moshe Inkin, when you're dealing with going to the mikvah, he says that even if they warm, let's say they you got a shower, they cook the water on Shabbos now, what do we do? Is it mutter for one to go to the mikvah or not? It's like on Maisha, that it'll be mutter to go to the mikvah. Why? Because again, the Maisa Shabbos is together of, did not let me nana from it. The reason why you're going to the mikvah is b'tor mitzvah. So we say the klal mitzvah slav lehenes nenu. And being that it's mitzvah slav lehenes nenu, so therefore he says that that's not called the having ano. And being that it's not called the having ano, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. That's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Kavan Asano.
So therefore what?
Therefore the pshat in the Kavan Asano which says that. Gzeira mechusis doesn't apply to mikvah because mikvah is mitzvah. Mitzvah, there's no problem. If they would do it, there wouldn't be usher. As mitzvah lava henesnenu. No. So therefore, bechay gavna, being that it's mutter to go to the mikvah when, even if they warm up the water, so therefore it's not in the gzeira mechusis. It would not be in the etzim gzeira mechusis. Different. Then you know that's what Moshe is not. That's what Moshe is nusach. Some say in nusach that. The Isser Maimsha Hokum of Shabbos, the Makim Tsar is mutter. There's some about Saharbe, Makim Tsar Kivega says that there's no Zera. So it could be the reason why they weren't like my mikvah is they consider the Makim Tsar very difficult, find places where it's very, very cold. Therefore, being that maybe we could look at the Makim Tsar, so therefore maybe that could be the Limud Skos. Akapanim, or in the Gedera Chorim, they're not happy about it. Himself is not happy with about it so much. Shabur doesn't like it so much. Some Seif and Shuva, Chayadim, Chacham Sadim, you know, they're not too happy about going Mayim, Chamim, and they really bet some, you know, the Kavan Asana. They were saying Pshatim Kavan Asana, but they think some Kavan Asana. And I was so excited about it, and they bet some, they would like you to go to Mikvah, which is Poishrin, which would not be so hot. What's the Gedder of Poishrin? So Shabur sounds a little bit, if it's not Yatze lettuce, then it makes it a Poishrin. From Moshe and Tshuva in Ar Chaim, he writes that Dalai and Dalid, he writes over there that Poishrin is normal, less than a person normally does during the week. When a person has a hot shower. So Poishrin is less than that amount. Whatever, if you're less than that amount.
Poishrin's okay, remember?
Poishrin's okay.
Hot shower?
A normal person's a hot shower.
Why is Poishrin okay?
Because the Xer is only when you're warming up the Xer is that they warm up the water to make it hotter. It's cold water, more or less, not so warm, so therefore, even though it's warm, so we're not going
to heat it up together.
But geyser, they're going to make it hotter, and they only, they weren't geyser in. Therefore, from which the geyser is cooler than you know most normal people take a shower, and that'll be the geyser. Therefore, from which way is true? Well, let's say the lady comes to the mikvah, and she sees the mikvah's hot. What should she do? So he says, like, the mice says she will buy a law, and just because she thinks it's hot, maybe other people don't think it's hot. And maybe she doesn't take such warm showers. And other people take hotter showers. So therefore, he says, Avada misafik, or I mean, not sure, Avada, you should go to the mikvah.
Is that telling each person?
No, it's not telling each person. Since most, he says, maybe you're, he says that being that most people take showers, maybe most people take showers, cooler than you, I mean, hotter than you, therefore, this is not called Mayim condom, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Now, Lamaisa, the Mitzvah says, Rav places our Makilim Bazaar, because our hat. And. So it depends. If you go Yatzalet, if you make like Yatzalet's boy, it'd be Yatzalet's boy. If it's Yatzalet's boy, it's Yatzalet's boy. No. The man's mikvah? You ever go to the Shinsky?
That is not
Yatzalet's boy. It's Yatzalet's boy. No, you can't. You have to go in slowly. You can't go in. You can't just go in.
Yatzalet's
boy.
Only the old one, the one on the left.
It's definitely Yatzalet's boy. What? It's definitely Yatzalet's boy. So we don't go like Yatzah lettuce boil chumra already. Moshe says 110 degrees. It's not so hot. We tested it. Somebody brought in one of those thermometers, and like we tested it. What? A couple of years ago, like 7 years ago. No, we just tested it. You put it in a cup. Take the temperature. Stick your finger in. So it depends which shirt you go in. The shirt like 45 degrees. You keep your finger in. If you go like the more humid temperature, 50 to 52 degrees, like around that, really, you couldn't be, you know, that much. Sure. You can't really keep your finger in. But definitely, yeah, it's the chumra. Nice. Metzias is, you know, most advice they do have hat. Some have option, hat, and a poishrim. And that's the metzias. Some do, some don't. If it's run by Hasidim, Hasidim are much more big on these things. Can you do us? So for somebody Hasidim, Lab Africa, Bechalav, they're gonna have one. But the official ones, Mstama, they have like a hatter and a cooler, giving an option.
What's the reason?
What do they make on?
Carbon style. Carbon style is not gonna be in the Geya. So times this reason. And Yehuda said two reasons are in the Geya. We have Ramoshes. Maybe it's mitzvah. Different in the Geya. Some say Matan Tzara is in the Geya. Shevelei wants Bechalik. Maybe this is between mikvah and shine, washing yourself, like going into the water or like spritzing the water onto you. Today's mechatz is more like you're switching the word onto you, actually you're dipping into the mikvah, maybe it's like different type of thing. That's sizzling with schuss. In all the tshuvas say, but you show you again, Lamaisa. Then now you can lock up because Friday's gonna, you know, you have a nice winter cold day in Europe or in, or a nice winter, you know, or it's cold. And
the question is not good, it's fine cold.
At the end of the world, but they want to make it comfortable as much as possible. That, you know, that's why. There's a Kamer Sanu B'Samachan, and therefore... But definitely, those who mak my Tefillas Ezra, you really should be mak my Peshur. You should not go to the... You should not go to the Hagmik, Had Mikvah, and you should go to the... She should go. No, you can all go. Well, you have a Kamer Sanu B'Samachan. You have the Kamer Sanu B'Samachan. And, you know...
Would
that work for the Sushita? I said, in terms of the Sushita, so... In terms of drying yourself off... So one of the reasons why we were machmir not even take a cold shower on Shabbos is because of this schita that we're questioning the person come with this schita. So it comes to this schita in terms of how does a person dry himself off. So it's time to be solving a problem. On one hand, he saw the mikvah on Shabbos morning, but he had a problem; he couldn't dry himself off because of the schita. But on the other hand, the Gemara says that if you go to the mikvah and you walked out in the karmelis, you're all wet. Carrying the water. So you have a little bit of a problem because there is no Erev in Bnei Brak, which you held was good. So therefore, like the Chazanish said, he never saw a kosher Erev or a Pasul Mekah. As he said, all the Kvais are kosher and all the Erev are a Pasul. But no, every Erev is based on certain kulas, whatever. So because it's type of Chazanish, they don't have so Stipe said he had a problem. He couldn't go to, he goes to the mikvah and he walks outside, it's gonna be a problem. If he dries himself off, it's a problem. It's chita. So he used to like wait around a couple minutes till the ear dries a little bit. There's not so much liquid there, and then he's And afterwards he used to get dressed.
What does the woman do?
Okay. But the woman is not a Stipe. The Stipe, Agapan in Rubudam, they are like this. They're two things. And the guest could have said two things. Number one, it's only Tzchita B'Seir in a place where Tzchita B'Seir is just a Darbanan, it's not just a Daraisa. Why is it Darbanan? It's because normally Tzchita is something that's absorbed. You have like a towel, which is absorbent, like that. You have a cotton, which is absorbent. You wipe it in the spool, it gets absorbed, you squeeze it out, that's what Tzchita is. The concept of a Seir is that the water doesn't go into your ear, it just gets flat. You're not squeezing that water out of your ear. The water gets trapped in between the ears. The water gets trapped in between the ears. Therefore, that's the concept of Shkita. That's the concept of Shkita B'Seir. So the Rabbanan Atu Atu Real Shkita. So first, he said the place he says that it's only a problem if it's a lot of hairs. You have a, like your hands, even though there's hair, but no water is getting trapped in between the hairs. It's not a Ribli Cyrus. There's only a place where it's Ribli Cyrus, your head, you know, a place like that. But any other place which is not a Ribli Cyrus, there's no problem with cloud to dry itself. That's the site number one. His site number two is that it's only a problem if you do schita, if you squeeze it out. Rabbi Yashiv said that if you don't squeeze it out, you just put a towel on your head. And you just dab it very lightly. You're not squeezing it out, it's just drying it off. You're not getting out any of the water which is trapped in between your ears. You're not doing schita, you just put a towel on your head. No, Rabbi Yashiv. That would not be a problem. That would not be a problem because you're not doing a skita, you're just dabbing, that's going to be okay. And Shemir Shabbos brings down from Shema Zalman that Shema Zalman wanted to say that the only problem with skita is only if it goes from like the here and like it comes out, like you're squeezing your head and like it's dripping down, it's going out to the world. If it's going straight from your here, straight to the towel, said that we don't see it as a ma'aseh shechita, it didn't go anywhere, it went straight into the towel, and if Shemazam was makel to go ahead and
dry regular.
What? Dry regular, if it goes straight into the towel, it's not a problem with shechita b'seir, it's only shechita b'seir if it comes out, like a ma'aseh, if it goes straight into the towel, you're going like that, there's no, what? Yes, I'm saying a lot of the out-of-town mikvahs, a lot of the mikvahs, saying it's been Friday in America, it's, you know, freezing cold outside. Yeah, they do dry the air, I'm saying. And they make a so everyone knows dabbing's okay. What? And Shemazan with the make even if you dry it, as long as it goes straight into the air, then it's not going to be fine. Okay. What? Is it drying it? Drying is the same thing, but...
No, I'm not saying your shower was wrong in that.
The schita issue is the same. What? Okay, it has to be that you do it in a way that goes straight. It's going straight.